Today we're going to visit with North Central Fisheries District Supervisor Jason Lee. Jason also manages Audubon Lake. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. So let's take the North Central District Lakes and Audubon separately. Start with Audubon. How are walleye populations in Lake Audubon?
The walleye population is doing well in Lake Audubon. Every summer we do our standard netting survey, and we saw a catch rate pretty similar to what it's been over the long haul. So good numbers of fish, good size structure. There's some larger fish, a bunch of medium-sized fish, and a bunch of younger fish coming up too.
Okay, how about pike?
Fair number of pike in there. It's kind of known for larger trophy size pike for some anglers, but fair number of pike.
Okay, any other fish species in Audubon?
Smallmouth bass have become pretty popular in Lake Audubon. Just a good alternative species for anglers to target and something different.
Okay, and a number of years ago you guys stocked muskie in Lake Audubon as well.
We did. We've been stocking muskie for about 11 years now. So there's getting to be some pretty good sized muskie in Lake Audubon. I've heard of fish up to 45 inches long, so, and both tiger and pure muskies in Lake Audubon.
Okay, let's move on to your district lakes. How are walleye populations in the district lakes?
I'd say they're pretty good overall. Again, we use that summer netting survey to show trends in the walleye populations. And a number of good lakes that I would suggest for walleye would be Loon and Long Lake up in Botineau County, Antelope, Clear, Cottonwood Lake, and Hiddenwood Lake.
Okay, and pike populations?
Good numbers of pike. A few pike lakes I would recommend is Long Lake up in Botineau County, in McLean County, Long, Strawberry, and Crooked Lake, and then Makoti Lake would all be good choices for northern pike.
Okay, let's move on to other fish species. How about like bluegill?
Yeah, Lake Metegoshi is our go-to bluegill lake. The populations are doing well up there, lots of them and some larger fish. And then also Nelson Lake down by center has a good number of bluegill and crappie. And it's our most popular largemouth bass lake in the North Central District.
Jason, in the North Central District, what do you anticipate as your biggest challenge here in the next couple of years?
I think our biggest challenge could be extended drought, you know, in the district. We've been dry now for several months, and if that continues on over the long haul, we could see a lot of these new fisheries that we've had, that we've stocked with walleye and perch, start to dry up. The water levels will go down, the productivity is going to drop way off, and the risk for summer and winter kill will increase too. So that's what I see as the biggest threat.
Other than your routine netting surveys this summer, any other projects going on?
Yeah, we'll have our creel survey going on Lake Audubon this summer. We do that every third year. So we'll have creel surveys, creel clerks working at the different ramps around the lake. So we encourage anglers to take a few minutes and visit with the creel clerks and share their fishing experience for the day. We get some good information from those creel surveys.
Any other projects?
Yeah, we're also initiating a walleye tagging study on Antelope Lake. So we'll be up there shortly after ice out putting jaw tags in walleye. I don't know for sure how many we're going to tag, but we'll tag what we can. And what we're looking to get from that tagging study is angler exploitation, or the percentage of the population that gets harvested by anglers.
Okay, is that a one-year project, or are you guys doing it again next year?
We'll probably continue that for 3 years.
So fishing in the North Central District should be good this year.
Yeah, it should. We went through a relatively mild winter this winter with little or no snowfall, so we shouldn't have any winter kills, and our lake levels are still pretty good, so it should be a good year.
A lot of great information, Jason. Thank you.
You bet.